welcome back to the Barron Files podcast, episode 25, quarter century. Grant.
It's a fucking milestone we didn't think we'd get to.
No, that's right, mate. We didn't. But guess what? Here we are, and we have got there. And I'm sure the punters are enjoying it. They wouldn't keep coming back, would they?
In their masses, like they are. The millions.
Yeah.
Millions of people.
Dear.
They can't get enough.
No, that's right. We still have more listeners every, like, I'll say 10 times the listeners every week.
Yeah.
To what we have followers on Facebook.
I'd say 100 times.
Yeah, well, it's a lot.
People just don't like hitting that button. They haven't got time.
Oh, it's just such a hard thing to do, to go and like our,
and like, or whatever you do.
Go and like our socials, but, you know, it is what it is. I don't post a lot of shorts. You fail in your endeavour to post.
I did one today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see it.
I did one.
Well done, Crent.
I just on the Facebook. I don't know how to use Instagram, but I've done it on Facebook. I'm really with it. I'm only 34. I feel like I'm 84 sometimes when I go with technology, but all over it.
What have you been up to?
Big week, mate. You? How'd you feel the weekend?
Well, I've been on night shift all week, but
So you've done nothing.
On the weekend, I've joined a music. I'm going into musical. My first musical this year.
Can I just quickly say, if we just had a quick survey of the millions of listeners, what percentage do you reckon if they had to choose between, would Nathan either be in a musical or a bikie gang? Just from looking at you, what do you reckon?
Yeah, that's fair. That is fair. But now I'm doing a musical with my first one. Could be my last. I don't know.
I assume it's on Broadway.
No, not quite. Unfortunately, I'm part of the ensemble.
Oh.
But I do. I actually do have a little solo in one of the songs. It's like one line.
You're joking.
And I tell you, it's the hardest line I've ever gotten in my life. I've tried it 100 times and it never sounds good.
Just to you, though?
Other
people saying you don't sound shit.
Well, no one else has heard it.
Oh, right.
But I've got a feeling that they're going to take it off me.
You can't handle the solo. Now, I want you to be honest with me. If I spend, my AUD to come and watch this, am I going to see you actually be in it, or is it like when that dad goes to watch his kid and he's just actually dressed up as a tree?
Well, no, I'll be in it. I'm actually going to be in it, so right. I'm singing and that sort of stuff. I don't know if I'm dancing yet. Like, I've only had one rehearsal and it was just sitting down. Right, now here's the thing. I've gotten in there, Crent, and this is as far out of my comfort zone as I reckon I've been for a long time. None of these, I don't know any of these people. None of them know me.
Yeah. Right?
So this is a completely different crowd. So, but I get in there and they're all reading the sheet music.
Yeah.
So, they're reading it. The notes.
Oh.
They know how to read it.
Yeah. Oh, can't you read music?
No. I mean, I can look at it and go, oh, yeah, every good boy deserves fruit. All that sort of stuff.
But right? Right.
You can read it, can you?
I can, yeah.
You cannot. Anyway. Right. But, and then, the lady that's taking it, she goes, right, we'll do a warm-up. We'll do an easy one. We'll just count to eight. I thought, sweet. I've got that.
I think I can nail it.
Right. This is how they, I tell you, musicians, this is how they count to eight. Right? What ready? I'm going to have a try at it. I'm not going to go all the way to eight because it'll take ages. But it was 1, 1, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1. And not only that, and they go all the way to eight and then they come backwards down. So it's 8, 8, 7, 8, 8, 7, 6, 7, 8. That, right? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And here's the thing. They do it in tune with the piano.
Jesus.
I'm so far behind.
In that many, I reckon I would fuck that up 50 times.
Yeah, I did.
At least.
But at least I'm in the ensemble so I can hide a little bit. And I'm certainly not the loudest person in the room.
Jeez, that's a big.
That's a big thing for me, not to be the loudest person in the room.
Please tell me someone there heard you go, 1, 2, 3, 4. Shit.
I was like, no.
You slunk down in your seat.
I was like, oh my God, these guys are really good. And they can all sing. They can all sing.
You can sing though. You're bashful about it. You can
sing. They can sing. I cannot. Right. So this is like a big, now I'm right out of, but I had a lot of fun.
That's good.
Great deal of fun. And there are lots of the different people to the people that I'd normally hang out with. And I really enjoyed it. So I'm obviously going back into it and I'm going to keep doing it.
That's good.
I'm going to keep pushing myself. But, I was a fair way out of my comfort zone.
Do you know what's really funny,
And a fair way behind.
What's funny, though, is this, growing up, you were quite athletic and everything and played football and was always quite good. But you know now that you're in the category of doing something, everyone's sort of like, oh, we're going to find a job for Happy. What yeah. do you reckon we can
on
get
the, on the guy.
Trying to hide you somewhere off in
can
the
can we court. Put him on the bench?
Can he be the guy that just hits the triangle?
Or can he be the guy that plays behind the fake piano?
He stands there moving your shoulders.
That I could probably do. No, so I'm definitely the guy that they're going to go, geez, I don't want to tell him that he's crap.
It's not me, it's
okay
you.
If any of them, I doubt that they listen, but it's okay, you can tell me that I'm crap and that's fine. I'm happy not to do a solo.
You might get the old, it's not me, it's you.
Yeah.
This one just doesn't suit your vocals.
You're too big a guy.
You're just too good, really, for this one.
Yes, but no. And like, they're talking about, oh, we're at this note, we're at that note. I'm thinking, shit, I don't even know where we are. And I'm reading the words to the song.
Oh, wow.
But I know a couple of the songs that they're going to sing, so that's cool. So I can just go on memory for those.
Mm.
But then there's like the one that I've actually got my solo in. I'm like, well, I've heard the song once or twice, and I don't know the words. So yeah, I'm up against it. I'm up against it.
But that is funny.
I don't know. So I've got 6 weeks. Yeah, we're not even recording. Doesn't matter. Let's just hope it works on here.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. I forgot we had a backup plan. Yep.
So our backup plan is not working. And I can't check that it's working on the phone, but it has been working the last few weeks. So
yeah,
it's been
we're perfect. Yep. Let's hope mine doesn't do the memory thing.
That's it.
Yep. I got insulted today. Let's sort of let you know.
You got insulted?
Whilst giving you a compliment. I was telling my son got dropped out to work.
So someone's not happy with me?
Nah, they're not happy with my... But anyway, you'll get
there. Okay, right, let's go.
Anyway, I always tell my kids that I'm the smartest and strongest person in the world. That's just what I do.
Absolutely.
Because they still totally just believe everything.
You're
I tell
their
them.
Hero.
And Dawson's 8 now. He's starting to get wise that maybe dad's not the best at everything. Mm-hmm. And especially when like we kick the footy and none of mine's been backwards. He's sort of starting to cotton on. Yeah. Maybe I didn't get drafted.
Yeah.
Anyway, I said something about being smart, the smartest man in the world, or something today. And Roman said, no, you're not the smartest man in the world. I said, who is he? He goes, Happy.
Oh, boom.
And I said, how did you come? Why Happy? He said, well, he can drive trains and trucks.
Fact.
That's what he came out with.
That's a fact.
Smartest operator in the world.
I can do that.
Australia's best operator, some may say. Yeah, well, you make Trevor be a bit offended.
No, Trevor is the best operator. I'm not going to. I can't.
You're not going to take that from Trevor?
That guy is far too good for me. But I am the best 21 handicapper in the game.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Also the worst musician of it.
Apparently. The worst vocals in the Southern Hemisphere, apparently, according to.
Yes.
Yeah, well. And just something else happened to me today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, not sure if you get this dramatic. I know I've got a shocking temper. But you know that I bit my tongue today. I was chewing out and I bit the front of my tongue.
I won't say it's the most painful thing, but it is quite.
In that
painful.
Instinct, I reckon I could just bash to the ground the nearest person to me.
Like yes.
If you stayed that angry for more than that millisecond, yep. you would just burn a building to the ground.
You would. And when you bite your tongue... When you actually bite, not in the theoretical sense, in the actual teeth the going biting. Through tongue,
yep.
If someone was to speak to you in that moment, that'd be a very dangerous situation.
It'd just be the upwards elbow through the jaw, I reckon. Just
it is the most, because it goes, I feel it out my ears.
Oh, like it just rings your whole
it's
head.
It's that painful, Grant. I feel it outside of my ears.
Feels like your head's going to explode.
Yes, it does. It's a horrible, horrible feeling.
Death.
Yes.
So that's no relevance at all. It just happened to me today and I could have screamed.
Yes, exactly. It's right up there with walking in the middle of the night to your house. You've just walked 4 kilometres, right? Because there's no taxis. You've walked 4 kilometres. You're dry. I'm going to say, you're as dry as an Arab's toenail.
Oh, I thought he was going to go with another one.
No. You're as dry as... No,
dry as a nun's.
No, as dry as an Arab's toenail. So you're walking inside your house with intent to get a drink and bang, you hit your solid oak glass coffee table, glass tops coffee table with your shin that your wife has moved out into the kitchen so the robotic vacuum cleaner can do its thing, right?
Oh, that's a thing.
That is actual pain.
Oh, that's a thing, is
yes.
it?
Yes.
I can imagine you'd feel great at that moment.
Oh, mate. Unbelievable.
I bet you that's a bit of a wife though, and that's setting you up. Knowing you're kind of come home pissed.
Yeah. Well, but sometimes I've been known, Crent, to sort of go to the footy or something like that and then just turn up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Well, that's what I mean. If she was playing the percentages and you weren't home and you didn't have the kids, she probably should just assume you're going to get home
I'm going to be drunk.
And late.
Exactly.
And it's dark.
Yes. Treading on Lego.
Oh, another also one. Up there. Another fun one.
That is quite painful.
Yeah, you know what I do now? I reckon as you get older, your spatial awareness goes to shit. Is that
yes,
what it is?
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
I kick my little toe
four
times a week, I reckon. I've done it three times in the same spot in my fucking house.
No worse.
Oh.
Than when you separate your little toe from your second little toe.
Yeah. Totally, yeah, like it's like at an angle of frigging... well past the perpendicular, as Richie Benno would say. I felt like I nearly snapped it off the other day. I laid on, was getting ready to go up for team and this is, which rarely happens by ourselves.
Yeah.
I laid on my bedroom floor, cupping my toe, just biting a pillow. I was going to go off my fucking head. Not pillow biting in that sense.
No, right.
I was alone.
But, I was alone.
I believe. Yeah. Saying that, I'd probably rather the alternative. Yeah. I reckon.
Well, that'd be less painful
be
than
less
kicking
painful
your toe.
Than kicking less your toe.
Yeah. And you can notch one down to the curiosity, can't you?
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah. What they used to say, don't knock it till you try it.
Yeah,
so
right,
you never know.
And I haven't tried it yet.
It might improve my spatial awareness.
Each to their own. Yeah. Just
how did we end up here?
I don't know. But
news of the week, Nath.
News.
News of the week.
We haven't got a news thing.
I thought that... That'll do. Mm. Anyway, I thought this was funny. It's not really news, but this bird had up on the socials. My baby's dad refuses to pay child support, but he subscribes to my OnlyFans.
He's helping out. He's bringing you an income, isn't
he's
he?
He's helping out. This had thousands of comments. I could only pick one. Old mate's gone with. So he is contributing in a way. Just wants to see your tuna wallet as part of the payment to his kids.
That is... I think it's not a bad way to go if you're paying... Because he's, in a sense, paying child support, but he's getting something back for it.
Yeah, well, that's
other
exactly
than just
right,
other than just a great... relationship with the child.
Somewhere that he's ventured before, though.
Yeah, he's just sort of taking a trip down memory lane. Bit of nostalgia.
For $14.95 a week or whatever it costs. One thing about OnlyFans, though, I got a bloke at work and I reckon he subscribes to more than anyone in the world. Like,
he's a subscriber?
OnlyFans buff.
And anyone local?
Careful.
I don't know.
Maybe we should get on it.
Well,
I just thought it was. I suppose local people could do it.
I don't think my wife would appreciate me subscribing to.
Oh, I don't even have, mate. I don't know you use Instagram. I bought that early on. The fucking chance of offering.
We're not going down that road of getting onto it, right? So we're not getting onto it. Yeah.
You might have a look. Give us some names. Doesn't matter. My wife hates me. She doesn't listen to this anyway.
Yeah.
But the funny thing about OnlyFans, he was telling me all this stuff, and he's watching this, and how much it costs him. I just looked at him for a while and actually eventually said, mate, porn's free.
It is.
It's been free forever and a day. And
it absolutely is.
What is the point of paying all this money?
And if you move to the town fucking, you get premium porn for free as well.
With our mate Trevor with the glazed over eyes in the corner. So I just don't get it from that sense. I don't.
Yeah, I don't know. Unless
do you actually get to talk to them directly? Like, do you?
I don't know. I don't know the game here.
Anyone?
I don't know the game.
Anyone is a real sick unit. Yeah. Send us a message on OnlyFans and let us know how it goes there. I suppose the guy's like at work. I won't name him. I don't name him.
Oh. No, but yeah, definitely. We could might be able to give him a call one day and ask.
Yeah,
him.
We'll get him up. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Get him live.
Call him Roger.
Yeah. And then he'll probably say his name.
Yeah.
Okay, launching any rockets this way, I can tell you.
All right. Yeah, fair enough.
Never going to work for NASA.
No, that's okay. One of our good mates just come back from NASA.
He did. I've seen that.
Rob Vernon.
Big Rob, yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was pretty. Oh,
that's up there with the coolest thing you've
seen. Isn't it? Like, so the guy who was my best man in my wedding, for those of you who don't know, his name's Rob, and he's just been to NASA in the US. I don't know. Is it Phoenix?
Oh, I'm not sure.
I have no idea where NASA is.
That's how much we know
about it. He's been there. How cool would that be to go to NASA, though?
Yeah, that's awesome, isn't it? Yeah. Or is there just one? Or do they have separate?
Mate, possibly.
There's probably more than one.
Isn't it in Houston?
Yeah.
Houston, we have a problem?
Yeah, I think so. There you go. So it's not in Phoenix.
Yeah, and absolutely not Phoenix.
Still not 100% on that. I'm pretty sure you're right.
I got to know. Either way. But, like, yeah, he went to NASA and got to go for the big tour. I don't know if he saw a rocket go anywhere or whatever, but, like.
Yeah, probably not.
Pretty cool.
Still awesome, isn't it? Yeah.
Do you reckon he got to do the G-force thing?
Oh, I don't know what that is, but yeah.
Oh, they have a thing. I think so. Where they put all the astronauts in it to check that they're going to be able to handle the G-force.
I don't reckon I could. Mate, that twister thing at the show was enough for me.
Gravitron, wasn't it?
Not for me.
Yeah.
I'm not real good with rides and roller coasters.
Car going over 110 kilometres an hour. I'm in the back of the
seat. I'm a bit of a more of a dodgem car daggle dog operator. That's about my limit.
Yeah, get onto a daggy.
Speaking of that, my sister and her family are currently in Disneyland.
Oh, really?
Whatever it is.
In the US?
In the States.
Yeah, nice. Mm. So that's in Anaheim? Is Disneyland? I don't know. I'm really
it's
bad.
It's in Florida. Anyway. So oh, probably.
Righto. Yeah,
no, mate, Anaheim's in California, isn't it?
Possibly. So, I have no idea.
This has not been a strong couple of minutes.
No, it hasn't been great. It hasn't been great. So, yeah,
moving right along to news. Nate, there's a flat for rent in the UK. It will stun with its unusual floor plan. The ground floor studio in New Street, Dudley, has a jail cell in the open plan kitchen and living zone.
Is it like Hannibal Lecter sort of setup?
A similar sort of operator, this one.
It puts the lotion on its skin. More of a well, or is more it actually a jail cell?
It's just a jail cell plonked in the corner, basically. So,
really?
Formerly the West Midlands Police Station, the complex has been converted into an apartment block, with one of the units retaining the original holding cell.
There's only one holding cell in the whole police station?
No, well, that's the only apartment that has retained it.
Right, so the other one's
so it's obviously a bit of a niche thing they're going for. The studio is available rent for £750 or $1,439 Australian dollars a month. Which
that's not bad.
$350 a week. Not ridiculous.
That's not horrible.
Saying that a studio is not
big. Yeah, it's probably one bedder.
Studio is a one.
And they're, are they and the top and bottoms?
So sometimes not even a separate bedroom. It's just a bed. Large studio with feature holding cell, the listing reads, alongside a couple of photos of the cage. Now, I just want to throw this out to you, Nath.
Be good for the OnlyFans.
All you sickos.
Bring something different to the table.
Righto, we're going to turn the camera around. Get this whip out. Imagine being wife, though, and just saying, righto, love, half hour.
Oh, that'd be so good. A punishment for when... both ways. Like,
well, possibly.
Because I'm not very often wrong. But whoever's wrong in the conversation or in the argument gets, you know, 10 minutes in the
20 minutes, no phone.
Oh.
Imagine that. You just got to stand there.
Yeah, that'd suck.
That'd convince me to never murder anyone.
Yeah,
absolutely. I'd be like, fuck this.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it, but there's a few people on the list.
They're
off it.
They're now off the list.
I'm done. Just a bit of GBH.
I couldn't do it.
Go to jail for that.
Couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it?
No.
Could you go, all right, how
I'd
much
like the
money,
freedom to be able to grab my phone.
How much money would it take you to go in to sit in that for 24 hours without your phone?
24 hours?
Without your phone.
And a day rate, so. Probably $5,000.
You do it for five? What about if someone said...
I see you reaching into your pocket there, Craig.
No, I'm scratching my leg, actually. Right. Yeah, I got herpes. What if someone said $2,000? 24 hours. Sunday,
nah,
you're doing
not
nothing.
Worth it.
No
not
TV, nothing.
It.
You nah. couldn't do it?
Nah.
I could catch up on a fair bit of sleep, I reckon. I'd be pretty keen.
Yeah, I don't know. I just like to have it.
Yeah.
See what I'd say it is wasted time.
What if you could read a book?
That's wasted time. So I find book reading as a wasted time.
Not
activity.
A Shakespeare one.
No, I like to learn something or watch something entertaining. Either way, I just had to move that back because I've just those who are watching it on YouTube will know that I've kicked my tripod there, Grant.
Righto,
and it just twisted around a bit.
You can call him by name if you want. There's only one in there.
What's that?
Watches us.
Oh, yeah.
Single it out.
Now, so those of you who are watching, on the full screen here, I've completely filled my camera. And I'm actually taking up a little bit of Krentz.
My sneaky little shoulders.
If you look at my elbow come across into Krentz there, I have completely filled my camera.
I've been doing the work on the pipes, so Nath, I'm starting.
There's a bit of pipe action going on there, yeah.
Nah, she's a small shirt.
Yeah.
Still built like a fucking crayon. Don't worry. Yeah, about as muscular as a noodle.
Well, I'm a roll-on deodorant with arms.
And I'm quickly... Well, this is where I've been. Yeah. I'm approaching that. Yeah. I like
we
this
haven't
one.
Got through any of our topics yet, have we, really?
No, we have. Couple.
Oh, a couple, yeah.
Royal Navy applicants no longer need to learn how to swim. The source says...
You are absolutely joking me. Don't.
It's the new age, mate. There is concern about the change to entry requirements, which means there will no longer be a 30-minute swim test prior to being recruited.
You're going to be on a boat!
And brands the move a sign of true desperation to increase recruitment numbers. The headline reads, anyone seeking to join the Royal Navy will no longer need to prove they can swim, in what one defence source called
absolutely
desperate.
Absolutely joking.
A spokesperson pushed back on the criticism, saying standards were not being lowered because all recruits would still be required to pass some form of swim test, just not the 30-minute.
Is this in Australia?
So they've got to stand in a puddle now. I think that's the new swim test.
Is this in Australia?
Royal Navy, so I'm not sure.
Here
or UK. The source, UK, I think. Source, however, said there was concern about the changed entry requirements. I read the same thing twice.
But still, like...
The source have requested to remain anonymous. Navy chiefs have been under pressure to improve recruitment figures after a serious drop as recent as last year.
But, like, think about this. Like, if let's just say...
You hit an iceberg. It has happened before.
Yeah, it has happened. Like, and that's it. You've got to bail out. Right, you're in the water now and you can't swim.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, you got a little life jacket, rah, rah, rah. But you want to have some sort of skills to be able to propel yourself in the water.
Forward. or backward, forward or to backward, float.
Gets us to get out of the area.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, away from the sinking boat.
Because like, if that happens, then we lose half our Navy.
Well, that's
just supposed to be protecting us.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And I assume they're all on one boat. I don't know many people in the Navy.
Are they getting paid the same? These people that can't swim getting paid the same amount as the people that can swim?
You can't discriminate. They'd have to be.
Do you know what else has happened in the AFL?
What?
No more skin folds.
I've seen that, yeah. Well, they don't release players' weight anymore. And now they're not doing skin fold too. I'm pretty happy with that, mate. I've always had love.
I am not happy with that at all. Right, because of the Matthew Lloyd said it during the week. He said if you can't handle having your skin folds taken and finding out what your skin folds mean, you're not going to be able to handle the game.
No, well, that's
you're not going. If you can't handle the stress of that, you're not going. The game's not for you.
Yeah,
and also the women, right? They don't have to be weighed unless they put their hand up and say I want to be weighed.
Yeah, right.
What's going on here?
Especially when it's not as if that's a shaming thing. You're a professional athlete.
You're a professional athlete. Like you're part of the makeup.
That's it. Yeah, that's right. I don't get that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't. Where do you reckon it stops? Like I told you about the time one of my mates had someone put in for a truck driving job who couldn't actually drive a car.
You did tell me that. Yes.
He's putting in for the Navy now. The big fella, I think.
Yeah. Well, is that can't the swim? Air Force pilot.
Can't be that hard.
Well, no, the Air Force
nah, not training school. I'll just go straight to driving. Driving a plane. But yeah, no, she's getting pretty out of hand. Not sure where to go to from here.
Yeah, like I mean, you've got to keep a standard. Don't you? There has to be a standard kept.
That's right. Yeah.
Already, in my opinion, the AFL in itself. I know this isn't sport, right? But the AFL, I think the standard of game has dropped.
Yeah, well,
in like goal kicking and things like that.
Yeah.
It's dropped for they've teams. Recruited athletes and more teams, but they've recruited more athletes than they have footballers now.
Mm. Like, they forgot.
They're not going to recruit a guy the size of Dean Rioli anymore.
No.
Who was a fantastic footballer. He was just a big guy.
Yeah, just a big
but the skills that he had
behemoth.
Bought the game up with the skills like that.
Both feet.
Yeah. Both feet. Dean
Rowley, they used to call him. Very solid unit, big Dean. I haven't got a wifing knife, but I've got a knafing.
I've knafed you?
No, you haven't knafed me.
Someone else has.
You've knafed one of our friends.
Oh, is
a
this...
A mutual friend.
Am I going to know this one?
Yeah, I reckon. Well, you done it.
So, righto, what did I do?
At a recent event, you've left alongside one of your good friends, and you off to get food. You're on the end of journey... end of night journey to retrieve some fast food.
Yes.
And you're in the drive through and you conveniently reckon you've lost your wallet.
Bryn.
Do you want to take it from here?
Well, this is the thing, right? I couldn't find my wallet.
Find your wallet.
So I'm a side pocketer. I put my wallet in my side pocket.
Well, everyone is, are they? Well, can't sit on them.
I used to be on the back pocket.
No.
But I was a side pocketer. But for some reason, I was looking in the back of the car at McDonald's. In the drive-thru.
Yeah.
I'm trying to pay for my meal and I'm going, shit, where's my wallet?
Oh, I think that was the whole premise.
And I was carrying on and I got out.
In the drive-thru.
In the drive-thru to check my pockets properly and I've just roared at the top. So I sat back in, I'm going, can't find my wallet. And Peter goes, do you want me to spot you the food? And I said, no, don't worry about it.
Yep, definitely. That's why I'm hiding my wallet.
But in the end, I was going to get him to buy it. But then I went, oh, hang on. There it is. It was in my back pocket. So yeah, I don't know if that was a knifing.
I think you'd had a few.
We had a few, but like I wasn't gonna, like I would have just transferred the money across. I wasn't trying to dicky me or anything like that. So like, yeah, I'm not. I think he might be.
You think it's a harsh knifing?
I think it's a harsh knifing. That one. Right. Yeah. That was just a drunk knife.
Yeah, right.
Not knowing where he's
one of many. And at least you didn't smash any windows trying to retrieve your wallet.
Fact.
So you've grown up a bit. You didn't just turn around and punch the window and tack in and then go, oh, wait.
There it is.
I found it.
No, there was none of that. So I think I've been judged pretty harshly there on that one, Trent.
Right. We'll go to the people for comment on that one. See how we go.
I'm sure they won't bother commenting.
No. Why would you? I think this one will really light a fire under your knife, and I reckon you've heard about it.
Okay.
Does the name Arj Barker ring a bell?
Does.
The comedian?
Yes, Crent.
Knew about him before this week, of course, didn't you?
Yes. What's he done this week?
Arj is... You haven't heard?
No.
He's been on every show. Arj has come under fire for basically evicting a breastfeeding mother from one of his concerts. The Cancel Culture Society are up in arms. They want him banned from Earth. But... I've had a little bit of faith restored in the world this week because a lot of people are coming out and saying, mate, don't take a fucking baby to a comedy show.
Well, that is one thing. Yeah.
But It's funny because he's been copping all this shit and people are carrying on, but they've actually, there's been a lot of people that were at the concert now coming out and speaking up. And one girl wrote, we couldn't hear him at all. She sat right behind this girl. We couldn't hear Arj at all. I've got a 3-year-old myself, but I was furious. I was about to ask the staff to kick her out myself, but thankfully he did. He handled it really well. I've not been out all year. I paid for a babysitter and it was my one night out and I couldn't hear him. Yeah. A lot of us around her couldn't. He did the right thing.
Okay. So right. Well,
that's a bit of a different take on it.
So how could you not hear her? Like,
Him.
Over sucking on a nipple? Or,
well, that or was probably the baby just crying? Everything that goes with it.
But if it's a three-month-old babies don't cry that loud either.
I didn't say 3 months, did I?
Did you say 3 months?
No, the girl said she's got a 3-year-old, so she knows what it's like.
Oh, kids, sorry. Yeah.
No, I saw the baby on the news. It would have been pushing one, I would think. So. It probably is. Yeah, crying, screaming.
Yeah, I mean, look, don't take a child of any age to a comedy club because there's a lot of language in
well, that's right, anyway.
And people pay to go there to enjoy themselves, not listen to your baby cry. So you're just being rude there.
Yeah, that's always plays on my mind.
The thing is, people are jumping up and down. It's because at one point the mother was breastfeeding the baby.
Yeah, mum shaming her or whatever. So yeah.
Yeah, so I don't think he was doing that. I think he was saying, hang on a second. I'm not a fan of Arj Barker. That doesn't really bother me.
No, I don't think he's that funny.
I don't think he's that funny anyway. Yeah. And I certainly wouldn't be that desperate to go and see him that I had to take my child with me.
That's right, yeah. I don't reckon I'd go and see if he's in my backyard, to be honest.
No.
Probably glance
grab,
over.
Grab a deck chair out of something.
The window.
Look, but, I'm either or on this one. I think as parents, you don't take your kids to things where people actually have to listen to someone.
And especially, like, that woman's right. Like, none of us get out all that often. You don't want to. If you're away from your fucking kids, you certainly don't want to listen to anyone else's.
That's exactly right.
Like,
yeah,
that's
exactly.
Yeah. Even if we go out for tea, I'm conscious of the kids carrying on and bumping into people and not.
But as for breastfeeding in public, go for it.
Please yourself.
Go for it.
Yeah, more tits out the better. Really, absolutely. As far as I'm concerned, that sounded bad, didn't it?
It did sound bad. But no, I have at it. Do it, and you should never be shamed for doing that. Kids got to eat.
That's right. Yeah.
And one of my favourite pastimes is eating. And if I'm missing out on food, I'm hangry and I'm loud and I'm carrying on. So you're actually doing everyone around you a favour by keeping the kid quiet and giving it a feed.
Damn, Skippy. Yeah, that's right.
I shouldn't say it.
But if imagine if you could merge your two, like, boobs with food. Now.
Sorry?
Like, being you love food.
Yes.
Also a fan of the chesticle region, so...
Aren't we all?
So, imagine if you could merge your two favourite things.
Don't know how I'd go on breast milk. I've never tried breast milk.
I think I did, actually, years ago.
Yeah, I don't know how I'd go
with
that.
It's just hot. It's not like milk at all.
I wouldn't have thought so.
No, it's not that milky.
Yeah, no, I don't think I'd like it.
I can tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
If you've tried it, let me know.
I'll ask me, mate, at work. There's probably an OnlyFans section about it. Never know.
Well, they do it. I've been asked twice in my career as a social media
content creator,
I've been asked twice for for photos of my feet.
And me just sent through.
Well, I haven't done it yet.
Why not?
I keep meaning to do it, but it's just not because it's not something I think of doing. I go, oh, that's right.
What angle do you do though? Just
well,
top?
Whoever it was, it was a guy that wanted it, and he wanted I don't care. It's my feet. I'm happy to send him. But he wanted one with the soles of my shoes on my feet. And then basically whip the shoes off and same photo just with my feet.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you reckon my brother would go in that position?
Oh, it's a rough foot. It's a rough foot, isn't it?
Pretty rugged.
Oh.
Seen some sights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Your words, not mine. Nath, it's a pretty action-packed sports section. So we've reached the pinnacle. We've got a bit to go over.
Okay.
Got a bit to go over.
Now, so everything's different here. We've got the Rodecaster in the centre now.
Yeah.
So I think it's this one.
Still love this.
Ladies and gentlemen, strap on your boots. It's time for Karan's Crappy Sports Section. So good.
Well played, Nath.
Thanks, mate.
So first off, a few people have asked me how I'm going the last few days and this has happened, so I'd like to get it out to public forum.
Right.
I'd like to announce my retirement from being a football supporter. After yet another pitiful performance, I've finally hung my purple scarf. I'm fucking done with them. I've had enough.
So you've pulled the pin?
I've pulled the pin. I can't watch it anymore. I'm done. I've had enough. You can't be shit for 25 years, surely.
Where are you going with them?
I'm on the Tassie bandwagon, mate.
Yeah. And I know you said that they're shit for 25 years?
Yep.
Let's think of the poor St Kilda supporter amongst us. We've been down since 1966.
Yeah.
So tough you, to mate, have got nothing on me.
We made a grand especially final after 2013 and just been disappointment since.
After our last effort on the football field against...
It was actually more pitiful than ours, which was a fucking outstanding achievement in itself.
Oh, yeah. That was horrendous.
So we were playing a team that I think's won like 5 of their last 48 games and pretty much basically got beat by 10 goals.
Yeah.
So,
Well, I was watching the other game that was on because it was on... I don't like... The AFL have not done a very good job. They spread all these games out so you can watch all the games.
Yeah.
But then the other day they had 2 games on at the same time.
Yeah.
Why? There's more time slots. Use them.
Yeah, well, that's probably true. Yeah.
If they refuse to cancel AFL football on Saturday afternoons,
yeah,
use it.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, ridiculous.
I'm with you. But, I think I've had enough. I said to you earlier, if go back to my younger days, I would not put this much work into anything and just get no return.
Yeah, no, like, that's exactly right.
I just get nothing back.
Yep.
Every fucking time you start to think they're going all right, they just go and turn it in an absolute dog shit performance.
Yeah.
Not just once, though. They'll do it for a fucking month.
They will.
Just to really fuck their whole season up.
And St Kilda do the same thing. So we're two supporters, just down and out, had an absolute guts full. And
I'm broken.
I don't like to be negative publicly about the Saints. At home, I get a bit cranky at them, that sort of stuff. But realistically, I do love them. But... how many more performances like that? Oh. You don't see Collingwood come out and get smashed like that.
Geelong.
You don't see Geelong come out and get smashed like that. You don't see it. And that Geelong have been up and about for years.
Yeah,
and years.
2007.
Yeah.
They've been going strong. Mate, so, Rosebery, I don't think Rosebery in our local comp down here have kicked a goal for 3 weeks and they are closer to a fucking flag than either of our teams.
Yes, they exactly.
They've been goalless for a fucking month, I'm pretty sure. Yeah,
and they are closer to an AFL flag.
Far closer to an AFL flag, not just their own.
No, not just an Aussie.
I just don't understand. I know professional sport's hard, but fuck.
It is. There's something's got to be done.
But I'm getting, because when you're really passionate too, more people give you shit about it.
Yes, that's
and I'm
right.
I'm just like, fuck it. I've just said to work, I just can't handle anymore.
I've had a gutful.
I'm done. I've had an absolute gutful. So. Nah. Anyway, moving on to something a bit more positive.
Yes.
Footy icon Warwick Capper says he's been approached by Netflix to do a series on his infamous life.
Yes.
Similar to the David Beckham Netflix special. He's put himself in the Beck's category.
That would be his words.
Here we
not
go.
Netflix, I say.
quote the big cap train. Netflix want to do a thing on my life like they did on David Beckham. He got $40 million for that, but he's a poor man's Warwick Capper. The former Swan star said,
"Is that what he's come
he's
out
gone with Beckham as a poor man's Warwick Capper?"
Was he wearing his leopard skin underwear?
I can only assume so.
Wow.
He would have been talking about himself.
If Beckham got $40 million, Warwick Capper. 400? About $40.
And I'm not sure it'd be a Netflix special. It's probably more of a local, independent, side alley, Frankston cinema sort of special. But in Australia, though, people would watch it. He does appeal to people.
Oh, look, he was fantastic. And he was a high-flying marker in the AFL. So for the you were going
sorry.
So well.
I know.
You were going
that's
so
how
well
you drink,
with that
though.
Bottle.
You suck.
No, you don't. You were going so well with it, and now you've done that. Like, I was going to actually... make a mention of it at the end of the podcast. You'd done a whole bottle without making a noise and you just went and did that.
Still haven't got my pen license. I'm so absolutely fucking hopeless at some of life's basic skills.
Unbelievable, mate. Terrible.
Can't even read music.
But Warwick Capper. No, look, I'd watch it. I actually don't like documentaries.
My mate Steve would love it. He loves Capturing.
I don't love documentaries that much. Not a big fan, I'd probably watch that.
Have you seen Bowling for Columbine?
No.
That's...
Oh, Rob was a big fan of that one back in the day.
It's a tragic tale, but it's a very interesting watch.
Yeah, okay.
Supersize Me?
Never watched it.
Haven't you?
No. I know about it, obviously. Yeah,
but you need to get on the docos. They're good for you.
Yeah, I don't like them.
Fair enough. Yeah. Each their own. Mm. And, Nath, we was talking the other day, and this was your idea. Nath's bringing a bit to the dossier.
Right.
Best late draft picks. You asked me to do a bit of research.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
Oh, a couple of weeks.
Chris Grant's got to be in there.
Chris Grant's number one, the first one off the chain. Oh, right. Chris Grant was draft pick number 105.
And how many games? He played over 300 games for Footscray / Western Bulldogs.
Yeah, and he's their current football director. So that's and he wasn't just a schmuck. Like, he was a quality
player. Oh, yeah, he was. Did he captain him?
I think so.
He may have captained him for a couple of years.
I think he nearly won a Brownlow.
Big centre half forward, yeah.
Ruckman.
Yeah. He was a good, good footballer.
Gun, so he'd pick 105.
Yep.
As I've gone with here, Tom Braid. Tom
Goat.
B-R-A-Y-D.
Yeah.
I can assume he might be related to Tom Brady.
Yes.
Who was a sixth round pick, and he was the seventh quarterback selected. He went at pick 199.
Wow.
199. And, that is crazy to think
of. And has the greatest record ever.
Ever. Of almost any professional sportsman, really. It is
I believe...
team sport.
Yeah, I believe Patrick Mahomes is on par or better, or just a
He's
bit
better
ahead
at this stage,
at
of,
this
his
stage
career,
of his career.
Or is it Bill Russell or Wilt Chamberlain won like 12 NBL rings? NBA.
I have no idea.
Yeah, well, so that's... They've obviously won a lot more, but he has been the key driver of seven rings, which is pretty special.
Pretty amazing.
He's also retired now, and I'm pretty sure he signed a deal with Fox. It's a 10-year contract. I think it was about $400 million to provide commentary, so I'm a bit nervous Tom's going to be able to get through the remainder of his life now he's given football away.
I don't think that's going to be enough for him to survive.
Whether he's got the financial strength to get through.
I hope he's got, he's got a good superannuation.
Keeping in
what
mind,
what are they called? 401k.
401k. Keeping in mind, that's only one of his roles. He's probably got a few contracts on the go. That's fucking ridiculous money, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's probably doing special comments. That's 2 minutes ago. Tom's not here today, but he didn't feel like coming in, and he can do what he likes.
He's just got to call in from home. He's watching at home on TV.
Everyone else works from home. Yeah. Why not? So, Dane Swan, and this is another AFL one, sorry, pick 58.
Yeah, okay. Oh, look, I mean, 58, I don't think 58's late.
Oh, it's late in a draft that usually only goes about pick 75 now, though.
Yeah, okay.
They don't go much further than that.
Yeah, but back then they did, I think. Lots of recruits.
Oh, probably 80, but not. It has been a long time since they reached hundreds.
Yeah, okay.
I think Chris Grant or either James Hurd was a very late
James Hurd was very late.
I think he might be the last draft pick of all time, Chris Grant. Like, that's the latest pick anyone's gone.
Yeah, okay, right.
I think
it's
something like that, but all right, well, don't quote me.
Let's research that one, people. We'll come back to us with that one because I don't reckon that's
to yell at me. Adam Goods went 43.
Right. That was Goods. Oh, no, his number was 37.
Yeah, Adam Goods was a champion. He was a very good footballer.
Yeah, he was.
43s, yeah. Next level.
Dual Brownlow medalist.
Dual premiership player.
Oh, he was too.
Several.
Which I would say that he'd hold more. I think he would prefer the premierships than the Brownlow.
Oh, any player holds them in higher esteem, that's for sure. NBA hasn't got a heap of examples because the Americans are a lot smarter.
The Americans are a lot smarter.
When it comes to certain things, though. We draft 18-year-old kids here in our sport. They draft people at like 21, 22.
Yeah, they see them mature.
Know that they're going to be good. Ours still is quite a lottery.
Yeah.
You know, when you got that kid that's 6'4" and 100 kilos and just pushing everyone out of the way, goes for pick number one.
Yeah.
5 years later, can't play.
Yeah, because
everyone else is fucking grown up.
Same height, yes.
So that's the difference. But yeah, so Jimmy Butler and Rudy Gobert recently have both gone in the 20s, which again doesn't seem ridiculous.
No,
the NBA, that's for top class player. Jimmy Buckets, one of the stars of the comp. Tony Parker went at 28 and Manu Ginobili went 57.
Right.
They were both champions.
I don't know any of the NBA players. I don't know any of those guys.
Ah, right. So whether it's Parker and Ginobili were both key pillars to the Spurs, 4 titles in 12 years, whatever they won. Or 2 of their best players,
Did they play with my mate Patty Mills?
Ginobili did. Tony Parker did. I'm not sure if Ginobili was still... Yeah, no, they would have played. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good friend of mine.
Yeah, well, that's
Patrick
true.
Mills.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, you edited one of my videos.
He did. Yeah, fact. We'll have to get that up on the socials, Nath.
Well,
I feel like I've sort of sat here like this all night.
Oh, I know. So we've changed the way that we're doing things. So over to our right, where Krent would usually be sitting, I've got fucking boxes of hats for Knuckles.
From Knuckles.
From Country Trucker Caps, because he's come down to Agfest in Tasmania. He's asked if I could store some hats for him until he comes. I thought it'd be a couple of boxes. I got a dozen boxes here.
The shed is
and
full.
They're massive. I can only carry one box at a time. They're that big and heavy. And I've got a dozen of them. So if you go on Agfest, go and hit him up for a hat. And just say, look, these are at Baron's house, and I'm sure he'll help you out.
You get they're 10% dearer, the ones that have been stored here. So old big fella takes a bit of a cut of everything you see. So
no, I don't.
Extra $3 on them little suckers.
I'll tell you what we do take a cut from, though, Krent.
What's that?
If people go and...
we certainly do.
Have a look at this.
Have a go at it.
G'day, legends. The Baron here, your host with the most. Now, let's chat about something that's been in the news lately. Solar panels. Mate, they're not just a game changer. They're a bloody ripper. They slash your electricity bill faster than you can say, righto. And guess what? Rain, hail, or shine, they're still pumping out that sweet, sweet power. Now, hold on to your hats because I've got some exciting news. Safer Solar is our official new partner. This lot have been in business for over 10 years and operate across four different states, including Victoria, ACT, New South Wales, and you guessed it, Tasmania. Head over to our Insta bio, hit the referral link, and score some extra savings off your solar system. Use code BARON, that's B-A-R-O-N, to let the team know who referred you. Yeah, so the link is obviously on all of our socials and it'll be in the show notes if I remember to put it in there. But there is it's a link to a form and you can just go and fill it out and then just put in the notes where it says there's notes down there. You can just write Baron sent me, B-A-R-O-N. And yeah, if you end up going ahead and buying, you will get a discount. I think they're going to... Oh, I don't want to say a number. I'll say $800 less.
I think it's 40%.
That's not 40%.
Is that correct?
It's not 40%. I think it's about $800 less. You'll get it $800 cheaper than what would be the normal price.
Giving it away.
Has yours been... Have you been contacted?
But I'm on the way. I've signed up, Nathan. What an incredible thing it is.
What a great company. I've had it for 5 or 6 years.
What a great company.
I work for this company. I work with this company again, Krent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to do some sales for this company again as well. So that's a deal that I went and sought out because I knew they were a good company. I didn't want it. No one come to us with this. I went to them to try and get this deal. I've just done a commercial for this company, so I'm balls deep in this company. Skin in the game, if you will. My face is to it. So it is definitely something that I believe to, and I have done my due diligence. Like I said, I've worked for them, I've trained with them, I have their product on my roof, and it saves me a great deal of money per year. And you are absolutely mad in this day and age if you don't at least go and get a review for solar panels.
Shit, yeah. So, make the call.
Tassie Safer Solar.
Yep, spot on.
And they do operate in Victoria, New South Wales.
ACT.
Parts of Queensland, ACT.
And Tassie.
South Australia. I think they can sort you out in Western Australia, but they don't do it themselves. So, yeah. If you're in Australia, just get in contact with them. Just really fill out the form and they will sort you out 100%.
Well done.
Yep. But don't expect the system's not going to take your kids to school, all right? It's going to save you money on your power bill.
I was just going to say, I can see why you don't work for them anymore.
What's that?
You don't know fuck all about them.
I do work for them. I do work for them, Craig.
Oh, no, I know.
I was just joking,
Nathan. I'm sorry.
But I don't operate in Tasmania. I don't go operating in Victoria.
No, that's fair.
Wales,
yeah, that's right.
They
yeah.
do up there. But there's other salesmen up there that do that sort of stuff.
For sure.
I do it down here, and I dominate down here.
Oh, I can imagine. As most things you do.
I'm about as good a salesman as I am singer. Nah, I'm a better salesman than I am singer.
I was going to say, fuck, it couldn't be that bad.
I could sell...
Iced Eskimos?
I could...
Iced Eskimos?
Mate, I could walk over to China and sell COVID. I could sell COVID back to... I could sell Ebola in Africa. Hunger in Ethiopia, mate, I could sell.
I remember telling a bloke about one of my mates got a job one day in the sales... sort of field, and he responded straight away. He couldn't sell Tucker in Ethiopia. So I don't think he was a real big fan of him taking on that mantle. But
oh, that is fantastic.
No, we're done, mate. I'm finished. We don't have to stop recording on here because we didn't press it at any point. So.
It's just there. But first, before we do that, we will. Is it this one? No, it's not. I do that every time.
You do.
Got to change the colour of that, don't I? Righto, that wraps up episode 25. Don't forget to go and follow us at
baronfiles@outlook.com.
That's an email address, Trent.
The email.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, all the bloody socials. The Baron Files.
I told you I'm not good at this
shit.
Go
and watch your full episodes on YouTube. We want to build our YouTube more than anything. So get over there.
Pretty exciting.
And just go and watch. If you don't want to watch the whole thing, just have it running in the background. Just do that. Run it overnight. That's a good idea because then it'll keep playing. Righto. See you later.